Was, I said, Philip, is this April 1st? Yeah. So that memory came up my mom. So I was just been using that. I kind of remember her, and I remember her at the breakfast table, and then cracking a joke and me falling for it, and then the joy of that, and then I just let go of the narrative, right? And then I just abide with the heart. And then just top it up every now and then. You know, like the refresh button. And this is quite beautiful, isn't it? You know, we have lots of that. We have, we've all experienced joy and gladness and so on. So it doesn't have, like meditation doesn't have to be just sort of working on the coal face all the time. You know, just bashing away at Mara or such like. Certainly sometimes it is like that. You just have some really difficult stuff that you have to face and so on. It's often like that. Oftentimes it's just ho-hum. It's just very ordinary. And one of the dangers is just become too passive. So if one has a lot of experience in meditation, the mind can become kind of passive. So curiosity is helpful. Like I was watching a clock, got a really nice clock where I have the meal, and it's got a really neat second hand. It's nice and smooth. So I was watching the second hand and thinking again, when is the next moment? And I realized that by watching the clock, I could realize the timeless. Something monks do, right? Just where is time? And then the mind just goes silent. And to do that, I have to let go of thought and so on. I have to step into the present moment. So the object, you're going around, points to the timeless knowing. So that, you know, so what I'm encouraging is they're having fun, I suppose. But certainly, you know, sometimes we just have to bear witness to a lot of difficult states of mind. But when it's not like that, to kind of use the opportunity to gladden the heart or bring up compassion, to somehow bring interest into what you're doing. Why do you do it? You know, I was thinking, you know, gosh, a lot of people look old here. Then I looked in the mirror. Maybe this is too difficult for them. I said, well, wait a minute. You're 66. The whole sense of like knowing is timeless, isn't it? It's not an age, it's not a gender. It's a kind of mystery, and that mystery is what we're being, as it were. Anyway, most classic meditation techniques introduce the heart in some way. Usually, that's one of the factors of beginning a meditation. So, I would recommend if you can somehow just introducing a kind attitude in whatever way you like to do that. So I thought we could just do one of these body scan meditations, good old Mr. Goenka meditation, retro. So I'll just give this guided meditation. It'll be probably pretty lengthy, so if you get annoyed at my voice, then just say this is the nature of annoyance. Okay, so we'll just try that, see how that goes. So I'd like to maybe emphasize these two words, watchful and available. And especially the word available in the context of these different bodily sensations. Watchful, available. So as I suggest observing different parts of the body, watchful, available. Let the body become conscious. Let it become feeling. Let it become sensation. Rather than a concept or a sense of me looking at something. So just sort of walk through that. So begin by establishing presence by listening. So again, listening is receptive. Non-created, non-desire. To do this, you have to let go of thought and listen to the present moment. Then feel the breathing at the chest. And on the in-breath, may I be well. On the out-breath, may I be free. Breath at the chest. May I be well, may I be free. Take your breath and start to deepen your breath. Try to make your breath deeper and longer. So long breath in. Long breath out. Long breath in. Long breath out. Try to make the breath smooth. Stay with the long breath. When you start to think, the breath will become shallow. So it's a way of coming into the present moment. Long breath in, long breath out. Then paying attention to the spine, feel the spine as you keep with a long breath. Feel the base of the spine, long breath in. On the out breath, imagine the spine, base of the spine going into the ground, the roots of a tree. Long breath in, long breath out, spine pushing downwards into the ground. Really grounding your posture. Make the breath smooth. Long breath in, long breath out, downwards, base of the spine. Long breath in, long breath out. Now the other side, upwards on the out breath, up through the neck, top of the head, reaching to the ceiling. Long breath in, long breath out, stretching upwards. Feel the back of the neck stretch. Long breath in, long breath out, upwards. Then combine the two. Long breath in, long breath out, down and up. Feel the stretch. Nice, smooth breath. Long breath in, long breath out, up and down.
then let your breath become normal. Find a way of breathing which is comfortable. Find a posture which is nice and tall. I'll name parts of the body. Bring your attention to them and let them become conscious. Let the feelings there become conscious. So we are allowing feelings of pressure or warmth or vibration. So bring your attention to your mouth. Inside the mouth, feel the tongue. So let the sensations in the tongue become conscious. So this is watchful and available with a focus. And then let your attention just rest with this sensation. In the beginning, maybe there's nothing there, but as you rest and allow it to become conscious, you start to feel things. Now, don't squeeze your eyes looking for something. Don't conceptualize. This isn't a conceptual practice. It's not in thought. It's in the body. Feel your upper palate inside the mouth. Lower palate. We're not trying to get anywhere with this. It's just watchful, available. Feel the lips. And feel the cheeks. And then feel the whole area now. Vibration, warmth, wetness, but not conceptual. So resting attention there, watchful, available. Bring attention to the ears, inside the ear canals. Again, let it become conscious. Sometimes you notice strong feelings, sometimes there'll be no sensations. Allow the mind to rest in the ear canals. The outer structures of the ears. Watchful, available. Feel the nose. Feel the nostrils, inside the nostrils. You get that sense of waiting for something to become conscious rather than trying to see something or get something. It's more like you're sitting back in your heels, letting it come to you. So there's that receptive quality. The outer structures of the nose. Bring attention to your eyes. Begin with the eye sockets, the bony structures. So each time we shift our attention, but we're developing the same gentle attitude, composing our attention, watchful, available. The eyes themselves. So you'll notice vibration, tension. The whole area of the eyes, eye sockets, the eyes themselves, has a mass of vibration. Get a feeling of attention just gently resting in the body. So there isn't this sort of trying to get something, anticipating, not going anywhere with this. Follow the optic nerve back into the brain. Bring attention inside the skull to the front of the brain. Again, you might not feel anything specific, you might feel something, but let it become conscious. So the front of the brain, the right side of the brain, inside the skull. Left side of the brain. And the back of the brain. you know, the whole brain. So make conscious. Again, some things are very obvious, some are not, that's fine. Watchful, available. Then feel the scalp, top of the head. Feel the back of the head. Now feel the whole head as a mass of vibration. And just notice that the body is in awareness. It's not like you're in the head looking out through your eyes at something. The head is in awareness. Just a different kind of perception. So feel the whole head. Feel the back of the neck. Let it become conscious. Come to the shoulders. Feel both shoulders. Feel both arms and both hands. Feel both hands now. It's very sensitive part of our body. So just let consciousness rest with the hands. Let the feelings become manifest. And don't squeeze your eyes looking for something. So it's receptive. So shoulders, arms, hands, mass of vibration, feel all of that. Feel the hollow in your throat. Come to the chest, feel the rib cage, let go of thinking. Feel the front of the chest. And then inside the chest, the organs in the chest, heart, lungs. Abdominal area, down to the abdomen, feel the front of that area, feel both sides. Feel the back. And then come inside the stomach, intestines, kidneys, liver. So attention is just like it's just settling into each area and then letting the area be what it is. So it's changing, focusing, and then watchful, available. Come to the pelvic area, feel the pelvic bones. And then inside, feel the organs in the pelvic area. Keep letting go of thought into the present moment. Feel the hips. Feel the thighs. Feel the knees. And the lower legs, calf, shin. And ankles and feet. Feel the hips, legs, all the way down to the feet. Vibration, pressure, discomfort, pain. Feel the pelvic area. Abdominal area, and the chest, shoulders, arms, hands. Neck and throat. And the head. Now feel the whole body. Let it just manifest, become conscious in whatever way. Watchful, available. Don't squeeze your eyes. Don't look for anything. Whole body. So the body is in awareness. Different perception rather than you being in your head looking for something. Now listen to sound. Feel the body. Listen to sound. Sound is in awareness. And body feelings are in awareness. So now get a sense of awareness having no boundaries. Everything is in awareness. So that awareness is like space. And now just practice watchful, available. And then if you get a bit lost, come back to the body. Use body sensations for collecting, composing. But then also learn just to let go of any object. Watchful, available. So, keep on going. So whoever's ringing the bell, please ring the bell in an hour. Keep practicing. If you want to try the lying meditation, it's not cheating. Remember, set the posture. Oh, just maybe in this vein, when you're listening, sometimes you hear the sound of silence. Some people hear that. It's kind of background vibratory sound. Some people, they find it annoying. Some people find it helpful. Where it's helpful is when it's a sign of letting go, non-attachment. So there's a listening, and so it's a kind of sign of emptiness. So Ajahn Sumedho teaches that a lot as a way of abiding as emptiness, I guess one would say. And if you hear anything like that, notice how the mind can be quite relaxed. So some people just find it kind of distracting and annoying, so it's not a useful tool. Okay? See you in an hour.